Hey guys, so somebody came to me the other day in my DMs and said exactly the title of this video, which I can't remember because I'm not looking at it, but it's something along the lines of, I just want to be so busy that I have to start a waiting list and all of my regulars will have wished they pre-booked their appointments so that they didn't miss out. What do I need to do to make that happen? And so I was like, cool, I'm going to mark that on a list of videos or podcast episodes that I'm going to make, and I'm going to tell you the top things that you need to do to make sure that you get fully booked with a waiting list. And if anybody is watching live and would like to ask some questions, please feel free. Hello Monique, I can see you watching there. So the main thing that is going, like the main, none of these things are more or less important than each other. They're all equally important if you want to build a very, very successful business. The first one is going to be that you need to have like a standout brand or a memorable brand. Your brand needs to be like get people's attention when people come across it for the first time. Ideally, the best way to make this happen is that your brand needs to have a kind of personality or needs to have a kind of a theme that is unique and different to everyone else that's out there. There's a lot of different examples of this, a couple just from my own experience. When I had my hair and beauty salons in my business, my brand kind of revolved around hot pink and hot girls, and it was called Hot Stuff Beauty. And that was kind of, we attracted people like that who wanted to look hot because that was a part of my brand. Whereas there was a lot of other, you know, hair and beauty salons out there all doing the same thing, but they didn't have like a specific theme that made them stand out. So I know that's one of the reasons why I was able to grow my business so fast, was because the branding stood out and got attention instead of just trying to kind of please everybody and blend in. So that's really important. The next thing that you need to do is obviously make sure that you're maximizing all of the clients that you currently already have, and that when new clients come to you for the very first experience with you, that they have like a really, that the experience basically exceeds their expectations and that it is memorable as well. Because if you want your business to grow really quickly, people need to be talking about you. And, you know, word of mouth is so powerful and so important. And you want people to want to come back because the experience was that good. So if you, you know, if you put a lot of effort and energy and care and excitement even into the experience that your clients are having with you, and like go above and beyond and do just that little bit more than what most other businesses do, whether it be you know, giving your clients a welcome gift pack, or like checking up on them personally a day after they've been in, or you know, having nice smells or music playing, like just the experience for all of the senses needs to be really, really great. The other things that you need to do is, of course, make sure that you are rebooking and upselling like a boss, and that it is being done consistently and that it is being done in a way that works. Some people, from my experience as a coach, a lot of salon owners specifically have a fear around selling or upselling or rebooking. A lot of staff that work in salons just don't do it consistently, or they doing it in a way that isn't working, but they don't know what else to do. So there are like a really good example of a simple upsell would be something like, you've really got to change the way that you think about it. You've got to try not to like force people to buy things or try and get them to buy anything, but you do need to also ask for the sale. So asking people, you know, how are you going with this product that you've got at home, or, you know, do you need any more products while you're here? All just based around asking people rather than telling them, you'll have a lot better result with upselling. And of course, the same thing with rebooking. You need to have a strategy in place where your clients need to know that they do need to rebook if they want to get an appointment with you in the future. And you can start, you can just say to people, look, we're getting really busy. You know, if you don't rebook your appointment, you might miss out on, you know, getting in. Or one of my favorite ways to phrase it is saying what most clients do. So what most people do is they come in every 6 to 8 weeks because this is the reason why. Or you could frame it as though if you don't come back in this amount of time, then this is what could happen. So back when I used to do hair extensions, and if anyone else here does hair extensions or lash extensions or any kind of extensions, you'll probably know that, you know, if you leave your maintenance appointment too long, then it's gonna look bad, you know, and you might get damaged hair or you might get damaged lashes if you try to pull them off and stuff. So it is your responsibility as the expert to educate people on that kind of stuff. And so when I used to rebook people for extensions, I'd say, well, look, it's recommended that you come back in every 6 to 8 weeks. Most people who really care about getting the best out of their extensions come in every 6 weeks, just before it's grown down that little bit too long. You know, this is what we do. We remove it, we brush out the knots, we reapply them, blah, blah, blah. If you choose not to come back in that amount of time, then this is what could happen. Your hair could start to get, you know, dreaded or matted, or they'll start falling out when they grow down too long. So it's just, it's important to educate people as to why they need to come back and what could happen or what will happen if they don't as well. That's super important. What else was on the list? So we covered, yeah, amazing brand, standout brand. You have to really like position, like, how do I think of the right words off the top of my head without reading from a list? You have to create a brand that attracts the kind of people that you really want to attract. And that sometimes means going against the grain and, you know, being different and standing out. And that can be really scary to people, especially if you're like new in business. A lot of people just, when it comes to social media marketing, especially, they look at what everybody else is doing and they just kind of do the same thing. Like a lot of business owners just do this, whether it's conscious or unconscious. But that's not the way to stand out. You have to really stop looking at what everyone else is doing and start thinking about or asking yourself, well, who are the kind of people that I want to attract? Oh, thank you, Chloe. Is that how I know? Oh, that's cool spelling of Chloe. Chloi. I like it. I've not seen that before, but thank you. I had my hair done just today. And where was I at? This is my bloody ADHD brain. You have to be your real self and put your own real self and interests and everything into your brand and into your brand personality if you want to attract people who, you know, are the right kind of clients for you as well. Because if you are trying to just please everybody and be like a vanilla flavor, then not as many people are going to choose you. Right. So I like that ice cream flavors analogy. Like if you were going to be any flavor of ice cream, which would you choose? You know, some people are going to love rum and raisin. Some people are going to hate rum and raisin. Some people are going to love lemon sorbet. Some people are going to hate lemon sorbet, but they are popular flavors and they get chosen. Whereas if you try to be vanilla, which is what a lot of business owners do because they just want to play it safe and they want to please everybody. It just almost disconnected. To recap, if you want to have a business that is highly successful, booked out, growing quickly, people rebook, then you have to create a standout brand that people love, get attention, want to talk about, want to follow online. You need to have an experience when people join you that is memorable, that people love, that makes them feel cared about, makes them feel special, makes them go, wow. There's a really good book recommendation that I can give. Okay, I don't know if anyone's still here, but it just froze for ages. Book recommendation called Raving Fans, which is very, very good if you want to build a business that has like a memorable experience people want to go talk about. Make sure you go and read a book called Raving Fans by Ken Blanchard, or you can look it up on YouTube or Audible it or whatever it is that you want to do. And because customer experience is a huge part of whether or not people come back to your business. Whether or not they want to come back to your business. And of course, upselling, rebooking. Make sure that you take, like, every client that you get, don't ever get stuck thinking, like, I just need more clients, I need more clients, I need more clients. Because every client that you do get, every new client that you do get, if you put energy and love and care into them, and you really spend the time to, like, build a relationship with them, or get your team to, if you're really busy, like, turn it into a part of your business strategy and your business systems, that you contact your clients regularly, not just to try and sell them things, but to see how they're going and see if they need anything, like you would, you know, a friend. You know, those little touches are the things that a lot of business owners, most business owners, just don't do because they think it's too time consuming, or they forget, or they're always focused on trying to get new. But yeah, I'm always preaching that, you know, you need to look after your existing clients and your existing audience, because if they feel like they're special and that you care about them, then they're going to be your raving fans, and they're going to help your business to grow faster by recommending people, leaving good reviews, coming back, buying more, you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, those are the main things that you're going to need to focus on if you want your business to grow and be booked out and start a waiting list. But then the other point that I wanted to throw in right at the end is, if you do get to a point where you're so busy that you have to close your books and stop taking on new clients, that is limiting future business growth as well. So if you get to that point where you're so busy that you can't take on any more clients, me as your business growth coach is going to instead tell you not to do that and say, this is the point where you need to hire somebody so that you can continue to grow and take on more clients, because otherwise you're just going to glass ceiling yourself. You're going to cap yourself out there. So, you know, that's what I did when I had my salons. I got to a point where I was like, cool, I'm really busy. I can't keep growing though if I don't either hire more people or open more locations. And so if you are that type of, you know, driven, high achieving entrepreneur that doesn't want to or can't physically settle at a certain level and be content with that, then you are going to need to continually challenge yourself and continually hire and keep creating new jobs for people. So I know when you're new in business, this can be really, really scary. If you've already hired quite a few people, you know, you've done it before, you can do it again. But if you ever do get to a point where you are booked out, like a lot of people aim to get booked out, but then once you are booked out, then you need to move to that next level. And, you know, how do I keep growing from here? How do I replicate this? How do I scale this? How do I do more of all of the things that are working so that I can keep growing? Because if a business isn't continuing to grow, then there is a bottleneck there. There's a stopper, there's a block. And a lot of the time it's you and your mindset that can trap you in that point. And just sometimes a change of thinking is all that it needs, you know, to get you out of that place so that you continue to grow. So, yeah, thank you for joining me on this live stream or listening to the podcast. If you're not currently subscribed to the Coffee with Carissa podcast, please go check it out. Lots of good stuff on there. And also, I have just created a brand new mini course called How to Get New Clients with Social Media, where I delve deeper into all of these little things that I just talked about in this video. I've got a very special discounted price on it right now. It is on the homepage of my website, carissa-hill.com. You can complete the whole course within about an hour. I think it's 4 or 5 videos. The first video is free. You can go to my website and watch the first video, see if you like it, see if you vibe with it. And I created that actually just last week. Oh, this week. It feels like it was last week. Just this week. Because I know so many people come to me and they're like, how do I get new clients with social media? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to whip up a really cute little short course that people can do in under an hour that breaks it down and explains it to them. So yeah, if that's something that you want to know how to do, hop over to carissa-hill.com and sign yourself up for that. There's a discounted price on it. I'm just going to type it into the chat here while I'm here. And remember also that you are fucking fantastic. If you have built your business up to the level that you currently have, you are doing very well. Most people don't even go into business for themselves, and a lot of people are too scared or let their fears stop them and never get very far. So if you have been in business for a while, if you are actively building a business, I just want to give you a high five. You're doing great. Keep helping people, keep being your best self, put your best self into your work. And as always, I am here to help you grow if and when you feel the time is ready that you would like support or to learn what to do. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you on the internet. Bye.